Joey Votto and the Reds are playing host to Andrew McCutchen and the Pirates, and Cutch would get the Buccos on the board in the very first inning.
Here's a high fly ball to left. Duval going back at the wall, looking up, and that will be home run number 4 for Andrew McCutchen, and the Pirates will take a 1-0 lead here.
And it's a high fly ball hit back into deep right field, going back Schebler at the wall. It is gone. Fell behind, 3-1. And Harrison shows you why you shouldn't have. So that's his second hit of the night for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and both of them have left the ballpark.
High in the air, left center field. Going back, looking up, gonna be gone! Adam Duvall, one swing and out of here. Oh, this one hit a ton to left. Duvall back, looking up. It is gonna be out of here. What a night for Josh Harrison returning to Cincinnati. That's a base hit over the first baseman. Here comes Alcantara. He's going to score. Billy Hamilton gets a big hit, and the Reds have walked it off against the Pirates.
4-3 Reds is your final in 10. Billy Hamilton goes 2-for-5 with 3 stolen bases and his second career walk-off hit. The Reds are now 4-0 against the Pirates this season, and Gerrit Cole remains winless in 9 career starts against Cincinnati. The Reds have now won back-to-back games on the heels of a 4-game losing streak, and Brian Price's club is just a game under 500 at 12-13.
Yeah, it was. You know, he was in a situation there. It was, it really came down to him if we're going to win that game in 10, you know, and you hate to have to bring Wood in and maybe beat him up in extra innings and deplete the bullpen more so. And more importantly, you want to win the game, and he did help us win that. And, you know, the catalyst again 2 days in a row is Tucker Barnhart grinding out a walk that has set the stage, and ended up leading to the winning run.
Duvall again, worked on something Saturday, and it's worked. Second game in a row that he's, you know, he's really hit the ball hard.
Yeah, he's terrific. You know, it's always sitting there pending. You know, he's not going to be, like, no one's going to be great every day, but the threat of an extra base hit, a 3-run homer, a solo shot to tie the game late. You know, he's just never seems like he's in a situation that's too big for him to handle. He doesn't try to do too much, and ended up, I don't know even if it was a mistake. I know he lifted a pitch to left center off of Cole, who pitched a beautiful game and ended up really not being a difference maker, but really the one that allowed us to get back in the game and get to that situation in the 10th.
Unfortunate for Amir, he pitched a whale of a game tonight.
You know, the thing is, we won. You know, that what's unfortunate is if he pitches that same game and we lose. We'd love for these starters, when they pitch well, to get credit with the win. But we've talked about it really all spring, all off season, and through the first month plus of our season, is we have to focus on winning the game. Who gets a win, who gets a save, who gets the hold, who gets the game winner, doesn't matter. What matters is we need to win the games, and as many as are out there to win, and we did that, and he played a huge part in that.
Did you see his confidence wavering at all before the start? Because he was a different guy. He was down in the zone today and aggressive.
No, he just had a rough start. You know, I think everyone's surprised, not at the fact that Milwaukee is playing well, but they're hitting so well, and they've been doing that to a lot of pitchers, a lot of our pitchers, and they just hit them, you know, and it wasn't his best game, but he came back and really responded with 7 beautiful innings.
Billy Hamilton does it with his feet and his bat in Monday's victory. Here's what the hero had to say after the win.
Yeah, for me as a hitter, you know, I don't hit too many balls deep, so it's going to be tough for me to score from first base. But like I said, when you get in second base, it makes it easier for a hitter to hit. Because like I said, when you got on first base, you know, you got to really drive the ball in the gap for a guy to score from first base. But like I said, him getting second base right there was big for us. And, like I said, he came in and he told me, I think about how quick the guy was. I'm like, he's not quick, but like I said, in that situation, he's going to try to be quick with you over there. And at the council, got enough lead for the guy to keep picking over and make a bad throw and get him scoring position. I mean, every chance to do it.
You had to lift that ball over a tall first baseman, too.
Yeah, like I said, when I hit it, man, I was like, oh, man, Josh, he's a tall guy over there. I hope it get over his head. And like I said, that's one of them ones where it's not hit too hard. It's not hit hard enough where it gets to the outfield where he have a chance to throw it home. But just enough over the first baseman's head where we can get a chance to score. So like I said, it was a fun game for us. I mean, even though it got a little cold towards the end. And like I said, it was a big win for us.
The Reds will try to make it three wins in a row on Tuesday night when Scott Feldman takes the hill at Great American Ballpark.